Good afternoon. This is Commissioner Susan Krebs from District 5, Carroll County. With the Maryland 2026 General Assembly legislative session in Annapolis now in full swing, county governments are confronting a familiar challenge, pushing back against more state control. However, it finally seems that both Democrats, Republicans, and the governor are on the same page with the defining theme of the session this year, affordability. Unfortunately, there seems to be stark contrast in opinion as to how Maryland has gotten itself into this mess and what the solutions are to fix it. Rapidly increasing housing and gas and electric costs and continued increases in already high taxes and fees in Maryland have caused a perfect storm for our citizens. We all know that it is cold outside. We also know that our recent electric bills are eye-popping, and unfortunately, there's no relief in sight. Let's start with Maryland's energy crisis and our soaring energy bills. Maryland's energy policies are illogical and wishful fantasy and have led to our current high energy bills. In the pursuit of carbon-free energy, our state leaders have depressed traditional energy generation in Maryland by forcing the closure of three reliable coal-powered electricity plants in the last 5 years alone. This high level of retirement of in-state power plants is expected to increase. As more fossil fuel plants are forced to close, this will cause more problems. This is all without any reasonable plan to replace those energy needs. Maryland's Public Service Commission points to Maryland's climate goals to justify their energy decisions. In the meantime, growth in usage and economic development policies, such as AI and electric vehicles, has caused demand to spike. Because of the imbalance between supply and demand, Maryland is now forced to import 40% of our state's electricity from out of state. Much of it is produced in Pennsylvania and other regional partners within the PJM interconnection grid. Increased transmission costs are a big part of the equation. The energy Maryland imports is bought out of state at very high prices and often generated by the very same type of coal-fired power plants that we have shut down. Does this sound crazy? Yes, it is. The truth is undeniable. Our region faces growing capacity shortfalls, driven by radical ideology and top-down mandates in our state legislature that disregard reality. Maryland has some of the highest utility costs in the nation. Our local Carroll County delegation has been sounding the alarm and fighting against these policies for years. Our neighboring state of Pennsylvania is a true energy powerhouse and exports a significant share of its reliable and affordable power out of state to us. Currently, a 70-mile high-voltage transmission line called the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, or we know it as MPRP, that originates in Peach Bottom, Pennsylvania, is proposed to cut through prime Carroll, Baltimore, and Frederick County farmland to reach energy and these databases in Northern Virginia that consume vast amounts of energy. Maryland ratepayers will shoulder the cost of these power lines, currently estimated at a cost of $424 million and growing. All of this is to power out-of-state data centers in Northern Virginia. Marylanders will see little benefit from it, and our ratepayers are already crushed. At the same time, Maryland has continued to increase the unrealistic mandate for renewable energy to 50% by 2030. These radical green mandates are choking reliable power, jacking up costs for Maryland families, and risking blackouts. Renewable energy includes popular ones that are heavily subsidized by federal taxpayers, like solar and wind. Renewable energy alone cannot come close to meeting all of the power demands due to its intermittency. It is not a practical approach, and it will continue to radically increase costs. The state's policy of mandating solar on agricultural land and running transmission lines through productive agricultural land are conflicting priorities. Carroll County has spent over $250 million preserving 81,000 acres of ag land over the past 30 years, and the state of Maryland has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on ag and land conservation programs. But now the state is mandating that counties allow solar panels, or they call them solar farms, on ag land. Does this make any sense? Putting heavily subsidized solar panels on prime farmland is much more profitable than farming, due to federal and state taxpayers heavily subsidizing these industries for many years. But this is not good policy. The solar and wind industry has not matured enough to sustain itself in over 30 years. it should not need to be propped up by tax breaks. The Trump administration is ending taxpayer wind subsidies, and already we see a large retreat in wind production offshore. We have just begun to see the beginning of large solar arrays all over ag land in Carroll County, and we will see more because the state has taken away local zoning authority from the counties and is mandating that these solar arrays be allowed on ag land. Eliminating the tax credits on solar will be good public policy. Investing in nuclear energy and fast-tracking new projects will be essential. And expediting the review process for the new gas-powered plant proposed in Harford County is good policy. The increase in gas and electric costs impacts not only personal budgets, but taxpayer-funded budgets like schools, public buildings, and every business that uses electricity. We've been talking for years about Maryland being one of the highest tax states in the nation, and it's no surprise that Maryland also has some of the highest housing costs in the nation. This is also self-inflicted by the legislature over many years. A little bit of unfortunate reality. Maryland is losing residents year in and year out to neighboring states. According to the 2025 report from the Maryland Comptroller's Office, from 2010 to 23, 2.3 million people moved out of Maryland to neighboring states. This exodus began with Maryland's poor tax policy and now includes high housing costs. Retirees and higher income families are taking their income and investments with them and moving to lower taxed and lower cost states. We can see that right here in Carroll County, watching the line of cars with Pennsylvania license plates on Route 30 and 70 heading north during their evening commute home from work. This means commuters may still work in Carroll County or Maryland, but they take their paycheck and they spend it in Pennsylvania. More importantly, those Maryland workers living in Pennsylvania do not pay any income or property taxes in Carroll County or Maryland. States and counties collect taxes where people live, not where they work. We lose all of the revenue from those Maryland workers living out of state. Historically, wealthier residents and retirees were leaving Maryland, but now more lower and middle income residents are leaving as well due to high costs. They simply cannot afford staying here. Our neighboring state of Delaware is the second fastest growing state in the nation. Why? Significantly lower taxes, less regulation, more housing options for families and retirees, and now add to that much lower utility costs. Conflicting state priorities are also causing housing costs to explode, which county local officials have little authority over. Some of the governor's legislative proposals this year to fix this defy logic. The governor keeps claiming that we have a housing availability and affordability crisis. The question to be asked is why? You can't blame interest rates since they're similar throughout the country. You can't blame the president because these problems began well before last year. Once again, mandates and policies by the state continue to drive up the cost of new housing in Maryland. The following state mandates are just a few that add tens of thousands of dollars to new housing costs. New stormwater management requirements, reforestation requirements for all disturbed ground, fire sprinkler systems in all new one- and two-family residential dwellings, and when adding to any existing home. Only two states, California and Maryland, require this. Electric vehicle charging stations mandated in all new homes, energy efficiency mandates, high-intensity environmental regulations, new upfront costs of natural gas connections, costs of hookups to enhanced nutrient removal wastewater treatment plants, and coming soon, the new PFAS removal for water plants. Recent changes require new homeowners shoulder the upfront costs of establishing natural gas service. Regulatory uncertainty and bureaucratic approval processes for new construction increase overall projects costs. And the list goes on and on, but you get my intentions. Proposed legislation this year called Silver and Starter Homes will take away the ability for certain counties to build any single-family homes in areas that are served by water and sewer. They must all be high-density housing. Are we becoming a socialist state with the government dictating what type of home we live in or what size yard we invest in for our kids? How many families will decide that they want greener pastures for their kids to play in and go elsewhere? Do our seniors really want to all live in three-story houses as they age in place? Just look to our neighboring states to see what they're doing to keep taxes low, housing affordable, and utility prices in check. It's a time for a more balanced approach, one that honors what Marylanders want and puts people, not politics, at the center of our housing and energy future. Let local families and communities determine how they want to live and where they want to live. We're in a battle for the future of our state and Carroll County. One size does not fit all as our state continues to try to control everything, and it is not working for them or for us. For me, fiscal responsibility, local control, and accountability aren't slogans. They're a track record of proven policies. We need to keep fighting to keep Carroll County a place where our citizens can thrive on honesty, hard work, and freedom. And if we keep respecting our conservative values, we will continue to get the good results we all aspire to. Local control by the citizens is a bedrock of our democracy and our nation. We all love Carroll County, and we love our state of Maryland, and we need to fight to keep it how we want it, the citizens. Thank you.